Okay, today's daf is Menachas Daf Ayin. We are back, and it was wonderful to see all of those that I was able to see on the whirlwind little trip. And Baruch Hashem, we're back to learning Torah now in our usual setting, Menachas Daf Ayin. As we continue, Parag Rebbe Yishmael in Mesachas Menachas. Bez Hashem Parsha Shir will be tonight, 8:45. Okay, Bo'i Rabo. Let's start in the last line on Samach Tasma base. The Gemara here, I've just been discussing the sugyus of Basar Iker or Basar Tosefes. If somebody plants something, so do we say that the extra part that grew has the same halacha as the Iker, or does it have the new status and maybe even the Iker is pulled after the halacha of the Tosefes? If you have different status of items. If something is before the Omer and they grew after the Omer, now we're going to get to related issues. Boy, Rabbalidin Meiser Mai. What about regarding the sugyus of Meiser? What does that mean? Hechidami, Kagon, Da'amdinhu, Va'asrinhu. What happened? A person estimated and took off Meiser, didn't take exact Meiser. We'll talk about that more in a minute. Vit Shatlinhu, and then planted it back into the ground. Vahosifalahu, and then it grew more. So the question is, Imtim Saloma, Loazlin and Basar Iker, if we say, like we just said earlier, that you don't go after the Iker was already Mu'usar, but if you don't go after the Iker, the Tosefes Boyi Isure, and the Tosefes will be considered Tevel, and therefore you would have to take off Meiser from the Tosefes Iker Mai. Do we even say, though, that once the Iker is replanted, once you say the Meiser is replanted into the ground, maybe it becomes as if it's new again, and one would have to take off Meiser from that? That is the question that the Gemara asks. Once we say, again, dealing with the previous cases of Basar Iker and Basar Tosefes, if we just said you don't go after the Iker, so here you don't go after the Iker, the extra is considered new, and you have to take off Meiser from the Tosefes. What about the Iker also? Do we say the Iker is considered to be something new? So Amar Le Abaya. So Abaya answered Rabba, Maishna Mikochiti Visari Dalma. How is this different than anything that you plant? How do you usually plant wheat or barley? You take a piece of barley, you take a piece of wheat, you put it in the ground, and that's already chulin. Right, whatever you have is already chulin. And we know it becomes tevel again. So anything you put in should be considered tevel. So Amar Le says no. Dover Shizaro Kala Lomi Boili. An item that whatever you put in disintegrates and disappears. Lomi Boili, that I'm not asking about. Dover Shizaro Kala. Because that for sure disappears and whatever's there is considered new. Ela Kikomi Boili Dover Shain Zaro Kala. I'm only asking about something that the item that you put in does not disintegrate. Rashi says, "Kugon hach shiboles sheshaslu," like this stalk that you planted, ein ha ikar misakel ela holichu mosif. Here the item continues and just grows more and more. Many times when you put in a seed, it disintegrates, and then that's not the shaila here. Of course, that's going to become tevel, whatever grows there, because it's totally new. Here the ikar stands. So my, that was the question that was asked. Let's just continue another minute, and then we will make a comment. Says the Gemara. So Tifshol Lemeha. Let's try to. Sorry.
How do they usually plant that? Is that what you're
saying? So usually, we'll see in a second. Usually, stalks are not planted. That's why this case is unusual, as the Gemara is going to say in a minute. So Tifshol Lemeha. Let's try to prove it from the following. Again, the Gemara's question is by an item that Zaro Eino Kala, where the item is still, it's chulin, or it's meiser, when it's put in the ground, does it, because it's planted in the ground, does it then become tevel again? That's the Gemara's question. So prove it for the following. Tifshol Lemeha, Damar Reb Yitzchak, Amar Reb Yochanan, Litra Batzel, Shetiknu Vizaru. If somebody has an onion that one put into the ground in order to create another onion patch, Misasel Efikulo. You see, you have to take off meiser from everything, even from the original onion. You don't take off the deduct the volume or the item that was put in. So you see, everything is not, does not go Basar Iker, but it's as if it's totally new. So doesn't that prove, and that's an item that's Ein Zaro Kala. So doesn't that prove that by all items of Ein Zaro Kala, it have to take off Basar from everything? So the Gemara answers, no. Maybe Josh, this is what you were referring to. Hasam Hainu Zriyaso. By the onion, that's what you usually do. You usually take a bulb of an onion and put it inside, and that's how it grows. And therefore, you could say it's mevutal, and it's considered totally new because you put it in, and you know that that's what's going to happen with the new item, and that's why you take off ma'aser from everything there. Hacha lav haynuz riaso. But here, this isn't how you usually plant wheat or barley. You usually put in seeds. Here, you're putting in a whole stalk. That's unusual. So therefore, you might say that it's not the same halacha. When you put in the seed, then usually that's zaro kala, and that's why the halacha applies. But when you have something that's ain zaro kala, but it's unusual, so then who says that that is what is supposed to be? So that's why you can't prove anything from that case, and the question goes unanswered, at least until this point. Just one ha'ara on the earlier point. It said the original shayla that Rava asked was amdinu va'asrinu. You estimated and you took off ma'aser v'shaslinu v'chulu. That is what is not supposed to do that. Amdinu va'asrinu. It's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Amdinu va'asrinu. Estimate. We know truma mida araisa. There's no shear. True, mida araisa. How much is chita achas pateras zakrias? We discussed in the past is that the mitzvah of the scene is just does that get rid of the isser of tevel and it's misaki in the kri. But either way, on the daraisa level, there is no shear. Because truma just means removing, uplifting. Meiser, by definition, is meiser from the word eser, is 10%. Truma's meiser is also 10% of what's left. And the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Aleph, Va'al tar bela aser umados. Don't make it a habit of estimating your meiser. We had earlier in the Masechta, why? Because if I take off too much meiser, so then it's my field is messed up. Because my tchulin is mesukan, but in my meiser, if you remember, it says my sros of mikol kolin. Because in my meiser, whatever is more than 10% is considered tevel. I didn't have in mind when I took off the meiser that meiser should be mesakin not only what's left in my field, but also what's more than 10% that I'm giving to the levi. I didn't have that in mind. So when I give it to the levi, there's meiser in here and there's tevel in here. So that's why it's if I give too little meiser, then I'm not fulfilling my chiyuv. If I give too much meiser, then I'm giving the levim something that's a problem to eat. So therefore, a person should not be marbe la'aser umado. Says Rav Avadi Yosef in his commentary on Afetz Avos on Pirkei Avos, kein lo nachon lehis talik min asafek aydei shi'asa lechumra. You can't just say, oh, I want to be machro, I'll give more than 10%. Elo yivara adavar al pi horas chacham. You gotta go exactly, if you do it, you gotta figure out what to do. Shere ha-machmer l'maisa ki yachid, b'makam rabim ma'adrin an uvda, bein b'issa d'arais, bein b'issa d'arabana. Just mean machmer doesn't help. And he quotes a fascinating story from Rav Mordechai Benet, one of the achronim. He said one time he went to Bimis Rachit, he went to use one of the baths of Carlsbad. And there he met a certain reform rabbi. Ashkenaz from one of the cities, and he was the rabbi was boasting to him that he's in charge of all halachic issues in the town. And Rav Mordechai is like, really, you don't know anything. So how are all everything is decided? Right? What do you do by kashrus questions? You know, you don't know anything. So he doesn't say that, but he says, you don't know anything. He says, when they ask you kosher or trace, so the Rav, in quotes, answered, I didn't know you were hachrif misafik. I'm just, when I have a safik, I say it's trafe. You know, can't hurt, so I just say it's trafe. Amar Rabbi Mordechai, asar b'lechvod ha'maisa, let me tell you a story. Yehudi echad haya gar b'kfar rachok me'ir Frankfurt. There was once a Jew that lived far away from Frankfurt. And he was megadel ofos, avadim, tarigolos. He had all different types of chickens and birds for shechita. And huay nigash l'shochet shel hakfar. And he went, always used to go to the shochet. And sometimes he had shaylas, exactly what the halacha would be by a certain chicken, kishamatsu with the shayla ba'ov, so whenever they found the shayla, there was a machad, there was a needle in the kurkuma, whatever. Hayakafri rosem esusov, and osail of Frankfurt, he used to get up and go to Frankfurt to go ask the mardas or alachalamaisa what to do. Pamachas nikras leitzan echal lebeso shal hakafri. One time there was a clown, literally, that came to the kafri and he says, what are you schlepping for to the city of Frankfurt? I have an easier, sometimes it's the winter, it's hard to get there. It says in the Torah, ubaser basada trefa lo soche, lilakel of tashlichon oso, to give it to the dogs. You know what? Throw it to the dogs. If the dog eats it, then you know it's trefe. Right? Because it says, if the dog doesn't eat it, so then you'll know it's kosher. So what do you have to schlep to the city for? He says, that's what he did. The kafri shaya, ama aret, sameach ala eitza, umiyaza yano, glasis ov, sheish bo shayla fea kelev. He always used to do that. After a month, he came back to the Frankfurt, to the Morda Asra, and the rabbi asked him, he says, I don't understand, where have you been? You haven't asked me shaylas in a long time. He says, well, I came up with another eitza. I was giving it to the dog to find out. I says, why don't you keep doing it? He says, no, the dog was extra machmir. Everything was treif. It was extra machmir. So Rav Mordechai Benet says to this rabbi for me, you want to just be extra machmir? You know what that's like? Dot, dot, dot. Doesn't answer the story. Doesn't finish the question. Anyway, he was giving him the musr that a dog could even be machmir as well. Okay, that's the story quoted in the Alef Eitz Avos on this Mishnah, on Al Tarbel La'aser Umados. Okay, where are we? By the way, the Rambam says in... I brought the Rambam, I think. The Rambam says in Hilchos Trumos that if somebody did this, b'dieved, so then it would be okay b'dieved. If you look in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud, let me just see if I can get it quickly. If not, I'll continue. The Rambam says, Perek Aleph... I'm not going to do it now because I can't find it. I didn't mark it off. Okay, we'll see at the end if we have time. Okay, weiter. Amalei, where are we? Rabbi Chanina bar Minyomi la Abaya. Rabbi Chanina bar Minyomi says to Abaya. Next related question. Utsis, how do we get on to this whole discussion? This whole parak, if you remember, is about the Karbana Omer. Right, all we had, the part, the daffin that we missed about the whole public display that they did by cutting the Omer, Lahotzi Bili Bishal and Stukim, and we had the Sugis of Sfirasa Omer. So this whole parak is all about the Omer. So the last Mishnah that we just had was about if when it had to take root, before the Omer, before the Shtel Lechem, what if it was out of order? So we got into the Sugis of what if it grew and then it continued to grow. So that's the Sugya that started off today's daf, and that is if you have Tosefis. So we continue. Amalei Rabbi Chanina bar Binyamin Labaya. Atzitz She'eino Nakav Mahu. What's the halacha about a flower pot that does not have a hole in the bottom? Right? Eino nakuf. So where it says, what's the shayla? Eilo nakuf, holo nakuf. If it doesn't have a hole, so then it doesn't have a hole. And therefore what? Therefore it's all drabanan. The whole world of atzitz she'eino nakuf is a world of drabanan. There's no daraisa. It's not connected to the ground. So what's the shayla? So dilma chazar v'nikva ka'amrit. Are you asking about a case where you then made a hole? Meaning it grew a certain amount where there was no hole. So it was purely in the Durabanan world. And then you made a hole and it continued to grow even after it got a hole. So now it's in the Daraisa world. Is that your Shaila? That it started off in the Durabanan world and then went into the Daraisa world? And you're asking, is that similar to our discussions where it started off before Omer and it went to after the Omer? It started off as Meiser and then it went to Tevel. So are you trying to ask that? Are you trying to compare the cases? Says the Gemara, you can't compare the cases. Hacha chada zriyahi. Over here it's different. Here something is growing. Now you switch the situation where it continues to grow. And now it's continuing, so of course that's going to be connected. Hasam, but what about in all these other cases? Something is growing and now you replant it into the ground? That's not similar. Here it's two zrias. Right? You had a piece of miser, a grain of miser, and now you got to put it back in the ground? So don't compare the cases of Nakuv and Eino Nakuv where it's one continuation and this case, right? So you can't compare the cases. Rashi, if you look at the Rashi, Dilma, Rashi has a beautiful formulation. He just explicates it a little more than the Gemara does. See, Rashi Dilma. Dilma benichusa. This Dilma is what he said. Is this what you're asking? Chazar v'nikvu ka'amrit tachim ibaylon. This is what you're asking? Atzat she'ino nakuf. V'godva ha'tfua b'miksas. The tfua grew a little bit. V'achar kach nikvu. And then you made a hole in it. Ma'ul isure mine ube. Can you take off meiser from it itself? What's the shayla? Im tim salomai loaz lina basar ikker. If you say you do not follow the ikker, which was grown in a drabanan world, v'tosefes shagadol acher nikiva ba yisurei, and the extra is in the doraisa world, and that requires maisa's doraisa. So hilkach lo mati yisurei min ikker la tosefes. Then you can't take off from mine ube, from within it. Why? Because part of it's drabanan, meaning part of it is pater doraisa. So therefore, that wouldn't be allowed. you're not allowed to take off from items that are pater from Maisus Daraisa on something that's chayiv. Oh, dilo ikr nami mechayiv. Or maybe the ikr is nami also chayiv to zilbaser tosefes lechomra. Or do we say once the tosefes has grown, then the ikr is thrown along with that to be mechayiv everything? Lechayiv as a ikr. Umatila frushi minei ubein. You can. Is that what you're asking? That was his shayla. Ukein bayad the Rava mi baylei. And it's a similar question to what Rava asked before about the Meiser. Is that what you're asking? So then the Gemara says, you have to reject it because you cannot compare the two cases. But that was the original possibility that he was suggesting, that maybe this is a case of an apater alachayiv and minachayiv alapater because one does not affect the other one. Period. Boy, Rabbi Avahu. Another question is asked. Rabbi Avahu asks, Shiboles shemercha bikri, if you have grain that you already did meruach. Meruach, if you remember we've discussed in the past, that is the stage of gemar malacha for grain. Meruach, after I gathered it and I threshed it and I put it into a big pile. Put it into a big pile, I smoothed out the pile. That is meruach, that is gemar malacha. Once there's gemar malacha, now there is a chiyuv of trumas u'maisros. Now there's a chiyuv to take off. Before that, it was no chiyuv daraisa. Right, I'm allowed to eat achilas arai from the items. Achilas kevah, I still can't eat midrabanan, but at least achilas arai, I could just take a bite, eat it in a snacking way. But once meruach is done, that is gemar malacha, and I have to take off trumas or maestros. So what happens if I have a grain that I had meruach done to it, vishasla, and then I replanted it? It had a chiyuv trumas maestros, and then I replanted it, vikara alei shein b'mechubar, and then I tried to call it truma after I put it back into the ground. That's what I tried to call it truma. Right? It was tevel. It was tevel that was chayav trumas u'maisros. And then I put it back in the ground. And then I was calling it truma then. So what's the halacha then? Mahu. What is the halacha? Does that work? Kivan demercha. Do I say that once meruach was done, tavlala, it becomes, it gains the status of tevel? Kikara alei shame kachala. So if it's tevel, so tevel can become truma. Once I was kori shame, then it becomes truma. O dilma kivan deshasla pakale tevelamina. Or do I say no? Once it's back in the ground, it's no longer tevel. And if it's no longer tevel, it's just nothing. It's just stuff that's growing in the ground, and therefore you can't automatically call it truma if it's growing in the ground. That's the shaila. Does it lose its shame tevel once it's back in the ground, so that you cannot make it into truma? Just derech agav. I didn't bring the sources again because there's other items to discuss. But there is a sugya that we discussed based on a Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos and Maseches Trumos in the past. And that is the simple understanding of all these halachas of before Gemar Malacha, I'm allowed to eat it. I'm allowed to eat Achilas Arai. But once Gemar Malacha occurs, I can't eat anymore. The usual understanding of that is that it's not called Tevel until there's Gemar Malacha. The second that something grows, it's not Tevel. That's why I'm allowed to eat it. Achilas arai. Achilas kava, I'm not allowed to eat drabanan. And there are certain items that are kovela mai, she was a meister on a drabanan level. But on a daraisa level, I'm allowed to eat it right away until this gemar malacha. Why? Because it's not tevel yet. There is a Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos in Trumos where the Rambam seems to say it is tevel right away. But you're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to eat it. Because the language of the Gemara is ein tevel koveya. I forgot the exact lashon. But the Rambam gets it from the language of the Gemara. The Rambam seems to say that it's tevel that you're allowed to eat until now. So this Gemara doesn't sound that way. So this Gemara sounds like the pashtus of the understanding. Because it says, kiva demarcha tavlala. Once meruach is done, tavlala sounds like it becomes tevel. And the shaila is now, does it lose the status of tevel? That's just a ha'ara related to that. So yes, that's the question. Once I did meruach, it becomes tevel. And once I put it back in the ground, does it lose the status of tevel now? And when I try to call shame truma on it, when it's in the ground, it's not going to work or not. So, side point, the Achronim asks, why is the Gemara asking about the truma case? Why don't you just ask about the Ikarit and the tevel? The Gemara says, can you call it truma again or not? Why doesn't the Gemara say, what if you eat a piece of it? Are you chayav misa bidei shema? Are you chayav misa shemayim? Are you eating tevel? Forget it. Is it truma? Just step one. Is it tevel? Ask the Ola Shlomo. What do you have to go to step two for? Is it tevel enough that you can now call it shame truma? Just ask. Is it tevel? Period. That is chayav mishum tevel. So the Ola Shlomo quotes the Dvar Avram the Kavanah Rav, and he says it himself, he says it must be, it sounds like from the Gemara, that if the shur is tevel enough, that if you just then took a piece of it and ate it, you'd be chayev for tevel. The shaila is it still tevel enough to make it truma afterwards? You have to be mechali between the two, or else why did the Gemara ask the simple question? They try to go through what the lundus is, but that is the heart of the Olah Shlam. When he points out, it's the Shid B'Kubetzis. Here, right here, in Ozvav, you look at the third wide line, it's in my Gemara, V'paka le'tivlamine, v'lola hatira ba'achila. The Gemara is not asking in terms of heter achila, shahari gidulim tevel. For sure, tevel, regarding the tevel question. The question is it tevel enough still that it could then be called trumas? That is the shiloh. There's a chalak between those two items. That's the Gemara's question. Okay, so back to the question of Rabbi Avo. If somebody has tevel and then they put it back into the ground, does it lose its shame tevel that you cannot call it truma once you put it back in the ground? Chalo shem truma or not?
So does that mean that if you didn't use this stalk as part of your truma, but you took other truma with respect to this stalk?
If you took other truma related to this stalk, well, again, if you say it's still tevel, then it would definitely, it would pater. That would be menachayev alachayev. If it loses its shame tevel, then that would be different, because that would be, I guess, pater. It wouldn't be tevel yet, according to how we understand it. Right, but if it would be, that would be menachayev alachayev, right? You could take others from it, on it, for it. Okay, so that was the question of Rabbi Avo. So Amri le Rabbanu Abaya. Rabbanu Abaya said, what's the whole shaila? Im kein matzinu truma b'mechuba l'karka. If it would work that you'd be able to be kari-shaped truma, then that would be an example of having truma that is still attached to the ground. Vitnan, and we learned in the Mishnah, lo matzinu truma b'mechuba l'karka. We never have such a thing. You never have truma while it's still attached. So it can't be that you'd be able to call it tevel, because be able to call it truma, because we never have an idea of truma while it is still attached to the ground. If you look on the side, we have vitznan, it says in the Mishnah. You see on the side? Lekotzer daiti lo yadati litzayin makoma b'mishnah b'raisa. Shemefurish davar zeh. Nowhere in Seder Zra'im do you see this line of lo matzinu truma b'mechuba l'karka. Never find this. It sounds like it's a Mefurish Halacha. So the Achronim trying to figure out exactly the Karanora here, trying to suggest some of the Mishnayos in Zra'im as to what the Gemara is referring to. Just two possibilities. One is a Mishnah in Meseches Trumos, where the Mishnah says, in Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey, that you're not allowed to be Toreim min atalosh ala mechubar v'lo min mechubar ala atalosh. So maybe that's the basis of that halacha, is because when it's mechubar, it can't be truma. So that's the one suggestion. Perek Aleph doesn't say this anywhere in Mizraim, but maybe the implicit message of certain mishnayos, either Perek Aleph halacha hey, or there's also a mishnah in Bikurim where the Perek Beis in Bikurim talks all about differences between Bikurim and truma and challah. What does some have that others don't have? So one of the mishnayos is something that Bikurim has that truma and meiser does not have. Sha Bikurim niknin b'mechubal karka. Bikurim can be nikne b'mechub l'karka, right? What's Bikurim? I go down while it's still attached and I put a ribbon on it and I say, this is going to be Bikurim. So maybe that it's that Mishnah. But it doesn't say anywhere this specific line, but this is the suggestion by some of the Achronim. So the Gemara says, so it can't be. It can't be, the Gemara says, that it's Truma b'mechubar, because you never find Truma b'mechubar l'karka. Is there a svara for this? Why you can't have Truma b'mechubar l'karka? Like, why is that? Why can't you have Bikur, like we just read, you can have Bikurim b'mechubar l'karka, so why can't you have Truma b'mechubar l'karka? Oh, so there's Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos in Meseches Kiddushin on Daf Samach Beis. Rashi, there in Meseches Kiddushin says, Mechubar eino chayiv b'truma. It's not chayiv in Truma yet, so it can't be Truma. Only something that's mechuyiv in Truma can then you make, at least it becomes tevel. Says Rashi, Mechubar eino chayiv b'truma, derashis degan chaksiv, midi demidgan, shene'esat b'kri. Only something that has been gathered in a kri, then it can become truma. Hilkach lo chal trim truma, ala talish shahufr shalav. V'tevelu b'yad kohiv, yachal lichem alim vokam acher. Rashi continues, but that's Rashi's lashon, Mechubar eino chayiv b'truma. Tosas there quotes Rashi, and does not like his pshat. V'kasha, what, only something that's mechuyav in truma, could you then give the status of truma? So what happens right after you detach it? Before meruach. You should also say it can't be truma. because it's not chayav a truma yet, and that's not true. Right, we have a concept of hikdimu b'shibolin. If you take the truma before it's mechuyev, after it's detached, it still has the status of truma. So Tosa does not like Rashi. Just because it's not mechuyev b'truma doesn't mean that it can't become truma. It's a special din of mechubar, says Tosa, especially melachin nir alari had mechubar pater nafkalon midechsev mimenu v'lomana mechubar. Special din, men of Lomana Mechubar, and that also, that Liman is quoted in the Shid Mekubetzes here in Oshei. Be men of Lomana Mechubar. So Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos, there in Kiddushin Samach Beis, is there a Svara for this? Why it cannot be taken off b'Mechubar? Or is it Bedavka a limud of Mimenu Veloman HaMechubar? The Gemara's question is, if I put it back in the ground and try to call it Truma, what if I call it Truma and then put it back in the ground? So does that change anything? So the Rambam quotes that halacha. The Rambam says that for sure would be okay. That for sure would be truma. The Rambam says, "Avalim asa oso truma kodem she yizraena harezu truma." Only a shaila is if it's tevel and you put it back in, does it lose its shape tevel? But if it's truma that you put it back in, then for sure it's truma. I'm trying to figure out, does Rambam get that from our Gemara or not? But that is the Rambam in Trumas Yud Aleph Chavav. Yud Aleph Chavav. Okay. Svasemis wonders where that came from, on Argamar. Viter, so the Gemara is back to Argamar's question. So again, what's the flow? Rabbi Avo asked, if I have some Tevel, and I put it back in the ground, does it lose its status of Tevel in order for my ability to be Kori Shem Truma after I put it back into the ground? So the Gemara says, well, it must be that it doesn't work, because then you'd have Truma bin Mechubar. Then you have Truma bin Mechubar. So he answers, Amar Lei, Kitanya Hahi Le'idin Yichuv Emisa V'chomesh. No, when does it say over there, when did I learn that there's no truma bin mechubar? That's only regarding chi of misa, if I ate it b'mezid, and chomesh, if I ate it b'shogeg, and I have to pay back the kohen, I have to add on a chomesh. De'i talish v'achil talishu. Because, thinking about it, if I'm tolish it, if I first detach it and then I eat it, that's not mechubar anymore. That's talish. V'i gachin v'achil. And if I bend down and I eat it while it's still attached, but ladaito etzel kaladam. So then, but ladaiti. Then that's not called regular eating. That's not called the maisa achila, and I'm not going to be chayiv anyway. So when the Gemara said that for sure there's a truma bin mechubar, that was talking about misa and chomesh. Right? You're never going to be chayiv misa because it's but ladaito. You're never going to be chayiv chomesh because it's not considered a maisa achila. That's what it said over there. Regarding that halacha. But I was just asking whether you could have a chaloshem truma separate from that. Let's continue for a minute first, and we'll get to an important discussion. Umayishna, what do you mean? You're telling me that you say butla daito, etzel kaladam, that if you do something unusual, so then it's not going to be considered a maisa achila? So if you eat something directly from the ground, that's considered unusual? Umayishna, mi dekasav apinkas ade ilfa. But what do you mean? Didn't ilfa have in his pinkies? Didn't Ilfa record in his notebook? Beitze nevelas ha'ov hatahar. What happens if you have eggs of a nevela of hatar? We know a nevela of an of hatar has a unique halachas of tumah v'tara. How does it transmit tumah? Only while eating it. Beis habliya, a kosher bird that dies without shechita, nevelas of tahar, it's mitamimi only as I eat it. As it's in Beis Abliya, so what happened if you have an Avelas of HaTahar, that it has eggs. Miksasan b'chutzu, miksasan b'fnim. Some of them are still inside the oaf when it dies, and some of it is outside the oaf. Rashi says in the first wide line, Shebisha'as misasa hitchilo lahatel beitzasa. As it dies, it was starting to have the eggs come out of it. So what's the halacha? Mi bifnim mitamin begadim beis ablia. The eggs that are still inside, so that has the status of the ofatar. And therefore, it would be mitame beis ablia. What do you mean mitame beis ablia? How do you mitame if it's bifnim? Rashi says, a person sticks their head inside the bird. Sticks it, not that this lamais is ever done, but let's say, conceptually, if that would be, I don't know, possible. Right, if that would be possible. Somebody sticks that inside, it's still off the status. And how would that be done if somebody tries to consume it while it's inside? But outside, not. So what's the Gemara's question? That is not a normal way of eating. So why wouldn't we say anyway that batla daita, it's a kaladam. Nobody eats the eggs from the inside. Question was asked the Gemara. So he asks the Gemara, no. Depends how unusual things are. Talush avidi inchi da'achli hachi. Bimechuber lo avidi inchi da'achli. The bird is not as unusual as the mechubar. Well, it's still mechubar, right? That is more unusual, though we might have just said the opposite, but that's what the Gemara assumes, and therefore, basically the Gemara answers, it's a quantitative issue of how unusual it is. But the yesod that we get from the Gemara is, if we really do something unusual, like eating something directly from a stalk, Bala daito etzel kal adam. Two important discussions that we could have related to this. There is a very famous right now, discussion of Rashi and Sukkah Lamed Zayin. Rashi and Sukkah there is talking about a halacha in Hilchah Shabbos. Are you allowed to smell flowers on Shabbos? Are you allowed to smell anything that's growing on Shabbos? So the halacha is, if it's spices, it's a sweet-smelling flower. If it's a smell that smells very nicely, you're allowed to smell it on Shabbos. Why? There's no gzeira, you might come to cut it off. Because it smells the same while it's cut off and when it's still attached. There's no gzeira shemiyiktum, because you're smelling it now. This is the goal of the flower. Are you allowed to smell an esrog on a tree on Shabbos? The halacha is no. Because the ultimate purpose of an esrog is to use it for the fruit. And if it's used for the fruit, we're worried that if you smell it while it's attached, you might come to cut it off. Right? That is the halacha in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Zayin. Hadas b'mechubar mutar lahariach bo. Esrog b'mechubar asar lahariach bo. What's the language of the Gemara? My taima. Hadas de lahariach koi. A hadas, which is usually used for smell. Isharisle lo asi lemigze. If you allow him to smell it, you're not going to have to cut it off. Esrog de laachila koi. An esrog, which is laachila. If you allow him to smell it, he might come to cut it off. What does that mean? He might come to cut it off? Rashi. Isharisle, klomar, avala esrog de la achilokoi, ki morachle, when you smell it, minshi vetolishle vachile. You might come to forget and detach it and eat it. Vi af im ochlo bimechubar. And even if you eat it while it's still attached, says Rashi, Ein lecha tolesh gadol mizeh. There is no greater tlisha that we're worried about. What does it sound like from Rashi? Eating it from the stalk itself would be an issa d'oraisa on Shabbos. And that's why we're worried that if you're able to smell an esrog on Shabbos, you might come to chomp and eat it. And Ein lecha tolesh gadol mizeh. All the achronim ask on that Rashi, how could you say that's going to be an issa d'oraisa? And where goes the mishum that? You want to say Rashi means it's only a d'rabbanan? That's what some say. Oh, Rashi means it's a d'rabbanan. That's a very big problem, because we're worried about an issa d'rabbanan. Right? That's what Rashi says. Ein lecha tolish gadol mizeh. So this is the shaila. What is Rashi do? Arach laner. On that Rashi in Sukkah does not answer the question. He just says, what does he do with Menachas Dafayin? Menachas Dafayin says, beferish. If you eat something directly that's attached to the ground, it's unusual. And all of a sudden here on Hilchah Shabbos, we have that it's going to be Chayev. He says, "V'kash kasha b'menachis, mashma d'ochem b'mchor b'lo mikri talish." Shuvar isi, I saw this kasha in many others, in Sefer Mutzal Me'esh. He quotes the Yad David, who's mechalek ben achilas. You have to have some chilak in achilas shum and achilas Shabbos. That's the direction that the answer is going to have to go in. The question is, how are you mechalek? So that's what he says. You have to be mechalek between Shabbos and Shuma. But what exactly is the chilek? So the Bechor Shor in Hilchis in Nesecha Shabbos over there has a beautiful answer where he says, where is it? Where's the Bechor Shor? Shekshanu donim lagabi meleches tlisha chashuva hatlisha bepet tlisha kedarka. Are you looking at it as an act of detaching or an act of eating? For Hilchah Shabbos, the malacha that we're talking about is kotzer. So, kotzer, this could be called a normal act of kotzer. Your hand, your mouth, it's still called tlisha. Is it a normal way of eating? No. It's not a normal way of eating. It could be a normal way of cutting. Cutting can be is a larger definition. Says the Bechor Shor, so for Hilchah Shabbos, where the focus is the act of cutting, tlisha, that could be daraisa. But for truma, we're talking about achilas truma. What's called normal achilas truma? Are you going to be chayiv misa and chomesh for achilas truma? That's not called a normal act of eating. That is the one way to get out of it.
But if you say it's a normal act of detachment and you bite it off, you've detached it normally. Why?
You're eating it in one gulp.
Well.
You didn't detach it. If you ripped it off and then eat it, that's what the Gemara says. But then that would be tolish.
No, but if you detach it with your mouth and you've said that that's a normal way of detaching.
Normal way of detaching for Hilchah Shabbos, right? Yeah. But then I'm saying it's considered. But you're doing one act of achila, right? You didn't do, because if you first detached it and then ate it, you would be chayav for truma.
Correct.
Because it would be tolish then. It wouldn't be mechubar.
No, I understand.
It would be chayav for tolish then. That's what I did. Just one other answer, and then we'll continue. Maybe there's some answer. Maybe the difference if you bent down versus if it was at your mouth level. That's what the Marsham tries to explain. They all struggle with this Rashi because it's a very problematic Rashi. What do you do with Hilchah Shabbos? But one more, the Maral Diskin. The Maral Diskin says maybe Shadivri Akamara Khan Shochana Mechubar Chashuv Achilaso Shalokadarech Upater. What does the Gemara Menachis mean? Medura Bofan Shabala Boda Pri Mechubar Ukeshabala Besa Blia Nitlash. While it's still in your mouth, it's still attached. Rashi similar to what you were just saying. The problem is there, that's considered talish then. For truma. That's his suggestion. But then that's not what Argamar is talking about. Because Argamar is talking about mechubar. So maybe Argamar is talking about where you ate it all in one gulp, like I was just explaining. And over there, it's where you detached it first. But then according to Rashi, you have to say, you also did it in two different steps, but that's still considered a normal Maisa Tlisha. So you gotta work it out. You gotta work, but that's an important Rashi to know about. Sukkah daf lamid zayin amid base. That's one important discussion. The other discussion here, and then we will continue, and that is what we've discussed in the past regarding the lumdus of Tumas Beis Abliya. The unique type of tuma of the nevela of a kosher bird is batame me only when it's in my mouth. Is that a fancy type of tumas maga? Or is that a unique type of tuma called tumas achila? Is it tumas maga? Usually maga is where it touches me anywhere. But here, the Torah is mechadesh only if it touches the inside of my mouth. Or no, this is a totally new type of tuma. It's tumas achila. So that's a huge discussion. Many say it's maga. There's a Reb Chaim in Hilchos Avos HaTumah, the Asvin D'Oraisa in Klal Aleph. So this Gemara, though, is quoted as one of the major rayas. If you look at Asvin D'Oraisa in Siman Aleph, he quotes Kedaka Bakodesh 25 Gemaras. The first one is right here. This is the first Gemara he quotes. Why? Because our Gemara seems to say Beferish. Right? If it's not an Achila, but L'daita. What do you mean? If it's Tumas Maga, who cares if it's called an Achila or not? It must be. This Gemara seems to say be the biggest raya that the Tumas Beis Abliya is a Tumas Achila. And that's why it has to be subject to the definitions of Achila. Is there any way to get out of it? So well, the stipler in Taurus, in Sefer Nem Gimel, says, unless you say, in order for it, the Taurus Bechadesh, that in order for it to be Matami Yubamaga, it has to be a Maisa Achila. A Maisa Achila is Matami Yubamaga. You have to walk a tightrope to try to have both definitions. But either way, Pashtus, this Gemara seems to say that it is a Tumas Achila, not just a Tumas Maga inside my mouth. Okay, just keep that in mind for the sugyas of Tumas Beis Abliya. Again, Reb Chaim in Hilchos Sharavos HaTumah Perek Gimel and Asen D'Oraisa in Klal Aleph. Okay, now we continue. Amar Eftiv Yomi Bar Kisna Amar Shmuel Hazorea Kilayim Batashino Nakav Asur. If somebody plants Kilayim in a flower pot that does not have a hole in it, it's Asur. It's Asur Midurabanan. Everything in that kind of flower pot is Durabanan. Amar Abaya Bish Lama Yeshminan. What does that mean? It's Asur. Bish Lama Yeshminan Loke Makas Mardus Midurabanan Shapir. Is that what you're trying to tell me? That you're going to get Makas Mardus? That's okay. Then I understand. Because it's Durabanan, and Isuri Durabanan get Makas Mardus, so fine. Ela Asur, my Kamashmalan, to me Durabanan Avizriya? Well, but what else would Asur be telling me? You're just telling me that it's Asur. That me Durabanan is called Azriya Tanina. We know that. We know that from Mishnayis in Zrayim. Tara Mishaino Nakov Ala Nakov Truma Vyasav Yitrum. If somebody tries to take off Truma from an Eino Nakov, which is Minhapater, Ala Nakov, Ala Chayiv, it's called Truma, but you got to take off another Truma from an Achayiv. So you know it's, you're just telling me the halacha is that it's considered Zriya Zerabanan? So we know that. So the Gemara says it must be, the Chiddush is, that you're telling me that you're going to get Makas Mardus. Okay, that's the That's the halacha. How many malchus is malchus mardus? That itself is a discussion in the Rishonim. Some say, ironically, the Rashba has a tshuva that malchus mardus is even more, could possibly be more, than malchus daraisa. Because most cases of malchus mardus is preventative. And the language of the Tosefta is ashetesi nafsho. You prevent him, you try to prevent him from doing something after the fact, so it's a punishment. But it could be in some cases, that Malchus Mardus is going to be even more chumer than real Malchus. Okay, we don't have time for that now, but we'll continue. Says the Mishnah, Hachi Devasar Malchus Vashifoles Shuva Vashifon Harei L'Chayevim B'Challa. Oh, the five grains from the first Mishnah Nechala: wheat, spelt, oats, rye, and barley. The five grains, these are the five grains that are chayev in challah. U'misarvim zemze, and they all can be misarif with each other. And these are the five grains they have to use for matzah. V'yasurim b'chadash, and that's why, what is this doing here in Menachas, not only in challah and elsewhere, and in psachim? Because these are the five grains that are usher before the second day of Pesach, milafnei ha-Pesach. U'miloksom milafnei omer, and you can't even cut it as we had already. That you're not even supposed to cut it because you might come to eat it. You're not even cut it even before the Omer. And we had before, the Chachamim saw the whole shuk that was full, whether they were happy about it, not happy about it. Okay, but these five grains. In other words, rice, for example, is not going to be a problem before the Omer. But these five grains are a problem before the Omer. Im hishrishu kodem la Omer, Omer matiran, as we said, if they took root before the Omer is matir them, v'im lav, asur nashiyavu Omer abba. And if not, you got to wait till the following year. Tana, kusmin, which is spelt, min chitim. Really, there are two types of grains. Chitim includes wheat and spelt, shibola shua, v'shifon min sa'orin, and barley includes oats and rye as well. Kusmin, gulba. Kusmin is gulba, shifon is dishra, shibola shual is shibolitala. Okay, hani in oriz v'duchan lo, only these, but rice and millet, not. We translate oriz and duchan as rice and millet. That's what we assume, Rov Rishon Mishun, assume, but that's the halacha. There are some, Rav Shechter quotes in Nefesh HaRav, third volume just came out, but in the first volume, on page Nun Beis, he talks about the sugya of Misora, and if something's out of the Misora, could you follow the halacha? It's the sugya of Tcheles, and another sugya, so he also there talks about rice. He said that some poskim were machmir, because we weren't always sure that orez was rice, even though that's what we assume now, but there's some poskim that were machmir to always eat it within a meal, because they weren't sure about the bracha. But pashtus is that oriz is rice, yemikim mazonis and bar nefashos. Hani in oriz v'duchan lo. So rice is excluded. You don't have to worry about that before the omer. Minani mili, amar ish lakish, asya. So where do we know that it's only these five grains? Asya, and we know that these five grains are the only ones that are also before the omer. Amar ish lakish, asya lechem lechem imatzah. We know from matzah. Ksiv hacha, v'haya b'chalcha mi lechem ha'aretz. It says by challah, v'ksiv hasam lechem oni. So that's how you know the five grains apply. Those are the only five grains that are chayav and challah. V'hasam gufi minal. And how do you know by matzah and by challah itself? Amar ish lakash v'chein tanah v'rabbi Yishmael v'chein tanah v'rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Amar kra. Lo tochal alav chametz shivas yamim tochal alav matzos. Lechem oni. Dvarim habam l'dei chimus adam yotzi dibayin yichvasa v'pesach yotzo elu shein bar l'dei chimus elu l'dei sirchon. Excluding all these other types, if it's not one of the five grains, it's not bar l'dei chimus. If you remember back on Daf Nun Zayin, you can look back at the notes, that's what we spoke about Mei Peros. The Gemara spoke about Mei Peros and Machmitzin, and we spoke about the Machlokas Rishonim, Rov Rishonim against Rashi. Rov assumed that it is not Machmitz at all, where Rashi says it is a little bit, and that's why Ashkenazim are Machmer like Rashi. They don't have Matzah Shir at all on Pesach, while Sfardim are Mako like Rov Rishonim. Vaite, umistarifim zemze, all of these grains are mistarif with each other. Tana, hatvua vahakamachin vahabitsekos mistarifim zemze, grain, flour, and part some dough. Meaning all different stages of the process, they could all be misarif with each other. L'may hilchasa, regarding what could they be misarif with each other? Four possibilities. Amar of kahana l'ny chadash. No, regarding chadash. What do you mean? Meaning if you're chayiv, for if you want to eat, if you eat any chadash before Omer, you're going to be chayiv malchus. Rav Yosef amar l'ny chametz b'pesach. Rav Yosef says regarding chametz. Rav Papa amar l'ny ma'aser sheni. Regarding ma'aser sheni, all of these grains are subject to ma'aser sheni. Di achil lechutz l'chom alaki. If you're going to eat it outside the wall, you're going to get malchus. Rav Amar number 4, Lenin Tumas Ochlin, regarding the shear that you need for Tumas Ochlin. V'hakamashlon, what's the chiddush of all of these cases? D'tfua v'kamachin dumya de betekos. We compare the grain and the flour to the to the dough. Ma hasam ochla be'ene, just like by the dough, it's all edible, and only the edible parts are in a dough. Af hachanami ochla be'ene, so to hear, when we're talking about the stalks and the flower, only the edible part of the stalk is included. The hatanya, this hatanya is binichusa, as it says, chita ben klufa ben she'ena klufa mitzarefes, wheat, even if it is eino klufa, even if the seeds are not already, the outside is not taken off, it's all mitzaref, because those are edible. Sa'ora, klufa, mitzarefes, she'ena klufa, eino mitzarefes. So fine, that's the halacha that we learn from putting the wheat, the stalks and the flour and the dough all in one sentence to be mitzarif, to say that it's all the edible parts. Eini, is this really true? Vatan de verabi shmol, al kol zerua, zera zerua, sher yizareya. The pasuk in Vayikra talking about tuma, kederach shebede adam motzi in lizria. Just like what's a subject to Kabbalah's tuma, anything, the way that people are motzi it, or take it out, lizria. Chita beklipasa, usa orin beklipasa, vadasha beklipasan. So it's a stira. We just said that it's only sa'orin that are already kalaf, that are already shelled. Answer, lo kasha, habalachas habivashas. It depends if it's moist or dry. Which way do you go? Machlokas Rishonim. But either way, the edible ones would be included. The inedible ones would not be included. Two more lines. V'yasur b'chadosh b'lefnei ha-Pesach. They're asur before Pesach, these five grains. Mino animili, amri shlokash, asi lechem lechem imatza. You know that from matzah. V'luxar l'fnei ha-Omer, mino animili, amri Rabbi Yochanan, asi ha-Racious, racious, mei chala. That you can't even cut it before the Omer. What does before the Omer mean? So that we'll have to start with tomorrow. Does it mean before the morning of the Omer, or just before the cutting of the Omer? Period. Just one final point. I saw in the Torah Zroim has a chakira in the beginning of Maseches Chala, the isser of cutting something before the Omer. Is that a din in the Chefza Sheh? I'll read you his lashon. Is that a din? Bahadasa luxer lefeya Omer. Imu din isser kitsira be'etzem ha-tvua? Is it a din in the tvua that it can't be cut before the Omer? O de kol ikra din enu ela b'ksir ha-Omer. Shetzricha shetiyak tchila l'chana ha-neksarim. O mishem zeh hu de'ein kotrim. Is it that every grain all over, there's an isser on this chefsa of grain that can't be cut before the Omer? Or no, it's a din in the Omer grain that you're going to cut that has to be first. L'may nafkamina bizman hazeh. Bizman hazeh. If it's a din in every morsel of grain, then even bizman hazeh. Mashaykin, if it's a din in just the Omer, we're not going to cut the Omer. L'chor, unless, right? So therefore, it wouldn't be usser. Bizman hazeh. Okay, that's a chakir that he has, which he talks about at the beginning of Maseches Chala. Okay, we'll stop here. Baruch Hashem, it's wonderful to have everybody back. And wonderful to be back. And Hashem, we will continue. Tonight will be the Parsha Shir, 8:45, as we continue in Maseches Menachos. And we will continue.